There have been 23 shootings in 6 weeks and one death in the Vancouver suburb of Surrey. Joining us with more is our Canadian correspondent, Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun. Vaughn, tell us a little bit more about Surrey, where it is, who lives there, and the crime problem.
Vancouver suburb, but a growing city as well, almost as big as Vancouver now, one of the fastest growing communities in Canada, and they've got a serious problem with a drug war going on there. You've had two dozen shootings in 6 weeks. Premier of British Columbia, Christy Clark, was out in Surrey yesterday offering reassurances to the community, and last night there was reports of more shootings. One person killed. Police in general say what it is kind of a low-level drug war. Two different groups of immigrants from South Asia, or people whose heritage is from South Asia, and people from Somalia, and fighting for turf. Not big, heavy, organized gangs, but individuals and groups and fighting for turf.
Have there been any arrests?
Not much. You know, this is pretty disturbing, actually. The police reaction out there has been interesting. So the Royal Canadian Mounted Police are the police for Surrey as well. They're the local police. And they've said, you know, we have the policing resources. Their problem is they go to the scene of these shootings and nobody wants to talk. Nobody will say anything. The bullets fell from the sky. We got no idea where they came from. We don't know what it's connected to. It's a conspiracy of silence with family members, associates, friends, and there's been a real plea there for people to just, you know, you're going to have to start talking about what's going on here. A development last week, you had a young man killed, and so this is the first death in this wave of shootings, Ross, and the young man who was killed was the nephew of a member of the BC legislature, a man named Harry Baines. And Harry has spoken out about this and talked about the need for communities, friends, associates to come forward and start talking about what's going on here. There are calls for other things as well. Premier Clark's announcement yesterday was of another $270,000 for a program that's run through the schools that tries to wean young people away from drug gangs.
You know, one thing that surprised me about hearing about 23 shootings in this Vancouver suburb of Surrey is my impression was it's pretty hard to get a gun in Canada.
Theoretically, but in practical terms, no. I mean, yes, there are tough gun laws in Canada, and yes, there are limits, and gun ownership is lower, but for criminals and for people involved in the drug trade, coming by a gun is not all that difficult.
Our Canadian correspondent Vaughn Palmer is with us. Seattle is full of medical marijuana dispensaries marked by the Green Cross, and more are popping up in Vancouver. Friday, Governor Inslee signed a new law regulating medical marijuana in Washington State. And I understand in Vancouver there's an effort to regulate medical marijuana. What is it?
Yeah, the city of Vancouver has been confronted with just an explosive growth in the number of medical marijuana dispensaries. I think they've gone from 20 to 80, and somebody joked there's more of them than Starbucks now in Vancouver. But there's a lot of them, and they're totally unregulated. The city has announced it's got a licensing program and tends to regulate them. I mean, you know, one of the city politicians said, look, we regulate bars and pubs and video stores and restaurants. These places are totally unregulated. So they're trying to bring in standards for location. They don't want them near schools. They want some evidence that these are actually valid medical reasons, that they're not selling to young people. And it's just, it's an amazing thing where you've had, just as I said, this proliferation of them. I had no idea there were so many people in Vancouver with such serious medical problems.
And I understand that the federal government of Canada is frowning on Vancouver's effort to regulate this.
Politically, this is nothing short of bizarre. Canada's national government is totally opposed to legalization of marijuana, and they're also opposed to the safe drug treatment program, that clinic that's been set up in Vancouver for heroin users. However, they've now turned around and warned the city of Vancouver not to try to regulate these clinics because they're there for medical reasons, which means they're under federal jurisdiction, not city jurisdiction. The city, to their credit on this one, I have to say, Ross, is going ahead and saying, look, as a city, you've got a right to regulate businesses of every kind, and you're allowed to say what a licensing fee is, where you can locate, whether you're a nuisance to your community, and simple things like whether or not you got a marijuana clinic located across the street from a high school.
By the way, are those clinics marked by the Green Cross the way we see here in the Seattle area?
I believe they are, Ross, but I don't actually know because I'm over here in Victoria, and we joke here in Victoria that we're kind of tea clinics and taking the cat for a walk clinics that we haven't really gotten there. There are some here, too, but I haven't seen it. And by the way, that earthquake thing, we got that totally under control up here in Canada.
Oh, I'm sure.
We're completely prepared. We're going to stop them at the border. No, we're in total denial, Ross. Total denial.
Good topic for another conversation. Vaughn Palmer, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Our Canadian correspondent, you can read him in the Vancouver Sun, where he writes a column.